Chapter 7.
As you head left on the path, keep an eye out for peregrine falcons or bald eagles soaring over the river in search of pigeons or other prey. You are also likely to see turkey vultures and hawks. Falcons, eagles, and other birds of prey at the top of their food chains were driven nearly extinct back in the 1950s and 60s because of eggshell thinning caused by the accumulation of the pesticide DDT in their bodies. The populations of both falcons and eagles are now recovering, and they are nesting here again on a cleaner, safer river. Swallows dart through the air for insects, flying high above the river, another sign that pollution in the river is improved. Bank swallows, rough-winged swallows, and cliff swallows excavate nesting tunnels in layers of soft rock along the river. Chimney swifts, called flying cigars because of their flight shape, nest inside smokestacks and chimneys, just as their name suggests. You can look for kingfishers, egrets, great blue herons, and other birds feeding down along the edge of the river. More than 260 different species of birds migrate through the Mississippi River corridor every year, making it one of the most important bird migration routes in North America. Protecting natural habitat along the river is crucial for their continued survival. This park was the site of the old Upper Landing beginning in the 1840s. People arriving in St. Paul by steamboat got their first glimpse of the bustling city on the bluffs. Imagine yourself walking up the hill from the docks to start a new life on the frontier, carrying everything you owned. The concrete rings you see on the mounds along the way mark the high water levels of historic floods.
At the Ontario Street stoplight, cross back over Shepherd Road to climb the Science Museum's grand staircase and return to the Visitor Center. If you prefer, you may enter the Science Museum through the parking ramp and use the elevator to return to the lobby on Level 5. Tune to Chapter 8 after you cross back over Shepherd Road.